Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
One of the great privileges of this broadcast is to be able to come before you and tell you that your input made a difference. Today is one of those days. This week was without a doubt one of our heaviest lifts in the entire session. Two of our most important bills were up for final votes in the House and Senate floor, and if second reading votes are any indication, they'll pass the final third reading votes by wide margins. The first is Senate Bill 215, also known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. This bill was first introduced in 2015 by Representative Carl Glimm, a legislator from Northwest Montana. It died on a tie vote on the House floor. This session, now Senator Glimm reintroduced the bill, which barely passed the Senate on a one-vote margin, and then passed second reading in the House last night by a whopping 61-39. All but six Republicans voted yes, all Democrats voted no. To an outsider, it's hard to understand why this bill would be so controversial. It simply says that if government takes an action that substantially burdens the free exercise of religion, and the government gets sued, then the highest standard of judicial review will be used to judge the case. That's it. But somehow, the LGBT community has labeled the bill as anti-LGBT legislation. They bring in major corporations such as Google and Amazon to threaten legislators and governors. But last night, their threats fell on deaf ears. The House ignored the threats, refocused on what the bill actually does, and gave us the victory we were asking for. The second huge victory came on House Bill 112, a bill to ban biological boys from dominating women's sports. This is a huge issue across the United States, with 23 states considering similar legislation. This bill is simply about fairness. In 1972, Congress passed Title IX as part of the amendments to the Federal Education Act. Title IX was meant to level the playing field and give women equal opportunities to compete in sports. By all measures, it's been a huge success. That is, until recently. With a new push by the LGBT community to allow transgender athletes to compete on the sports teams of their choice, biological boys are increasingly joining women's teams, and what's been the result? Female record after female record has not just fallen, but been shattered by male athletes who identify as female. One has only to search the headlines, and you quickly find words like shatter, crush, destroy, dominate, used to describe the margins by which male athletes are breaking female athletic records. A video surfaced recently on YouTube showing a transgender runner for the University of Montana winning at the Big Sky Conference Championships by an unrealistically large margin. Finally, legislators, spurred on by their constituents, are wading into the arena of women's athletics, which is dominated by politically correct college administrations, public school teachers' unions, and the NCAA, and they're saying enough is enough. If you're not willing to uphold fairness in women's sports by policy, then we'll do it by law. This bill passed second reading in the Montana Senate by a 29-21 vote margin and should pass third reading easily. Both bills are supported by Governor Gianforte and will be signed into law, proving once again that fairness, logic, and prayer trump blustering and idle threats. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.